Coach Dan Matthews, GridironNow.com. Two-part question for you. What do you remember about that loss to Georgia last year? The other part is, what do you remember from Drew's performance in that game?
Yeah, thanks for the questions. Good to see you guys, and I don't know who all was next door, and I know this is not answering the question, but thank you all for what you do. I know in a world of easy access and everything's a click away from somebody putting something on social media, it's hard sometimes to get at the forefront of a story or get all the information, and I know it's hard, but I respect the job that you guys do, and thank you for really being an avenue for our student athletes on promoting them and making their experience in our conference one of the best around regarding media. So thank you. About the Georgia game, you know, we played them 2 years ago in Athens, and it was a great game. Went down, you know, it was a back and forth, close game. Obviously respect the job that Kirby is doing, and, you know, knew that they had some playmakers in position that probably were, at the end of the day, you know, they could make a play that would affect us. And, you know, there were points throughout the game that you'd get them into a third down and we couldn't get off the field. We called a timeout there offensively. It put us in position to have a chance to win the game. And we got down to the 4th and 10, had a pass interference before that to extend the drive, then got down to 4th and 10, called a timeout to really talk through exactly what we wanted to do. And, you know, came out of the timeout. It was a long TV timeout, as you guys know, some of those, especially at the end of the game, when you want to get back out and play, they seem to last a little longer. But went out and quarterback made a tremendous throw, put the ball exactly where he needed to put it. And receiver, you know, did a nice job off the line of scrimmage, made a great catch. And then, you know, still had enough time on the clock that we thought we might be able to get in a position to challenge either with field goal or take a couple shots at the end zone. And you know, threw a quick slant to Jamon and made one move and tried to get back vertical, didn't secure the ball closely enough, and their player did a great job going through the football to get the ball out and make a game-changing play, so to speak. And it happened right, you know, I still see it and close my eyes, and it happened in slow motion right in front of me. No, thanks for bringing it up. And the second part was, yeah, I think that maybe he grew up a little bit, you know, and the one decision, we had a double move down in the red zone, you know, double move on both sides. And if it's progression, if he just would have saw back on the other side, he made a decision a little too quick. We had somebody waving, throw it to me that had a chance to really catch in the end zone untouched. So, but he made some progress. I thought, you know, that was something for him to gain some confidence. And then he gained more as the season went on, but he learned a lot on, you know, I hate to use the word slowing down a little bit, but also just let's go through the process of reading what we're getting and then make the decision and go with it. And I'm excited about what he's going to bring to our team moving forward.
Let's go here. Left side, second row in the middle.
Moved on. You feel like you've moved on from that, and it's, you're into the transition now where this is your program, or do you still feel like you're kind of going through that where something's missing?
No, I feel really confident in the direction that we're moving. I've got tremendous respect for Gary. I mean, he's a mentor of mine and a very close friend, and he's around, you know, still lives there in Columbia, and he and I've got a great relationship, and I want him to be involved as much as he wants to be involved. And, you know, he did such a great job for the university and our athletic department and football program that I've tried to take the blueprint of what he did, put my stamp on it all. Obviously, there's things that you always change and tweak at the end of a year, but there's still, if you went out and watched his practice, it would look very similar to the way Gary did it. And you know, he's a huge part of what Mizzou is and the history of our place.
Let's go to the right side here, back corner.
John Wilkerson, WNML in Knoxville. Coach, Eric was talking about working with the marketing department. What does it mean to you that you've already exceeded ticket sales, both from the fan base and the student body for this upcoming season?
Yeah, it's exciting. Our fan base for me is something, you know, guys, I'm I grew up in Mizzou. You know, I started there in, as a student athlete in 1996. And, you know, minus three seasons when I went to Memphis, I've been there. And that place is more important to me than anything in the world. And it's great. I have great respect for everybody that was there before me. And I know Mizzou is going to be around a long time after I'm gone. But for me to have a chance to lead our program into, you know, the next few years and to be able to represent the state of Missouri and the people of Missouri, that means a whole bunch to me. And for our fans, we got our first four games at home this year, which is, I tried to get them all 12 there, but couldn't do it. But the first four, we're at our place, and that's awesome. We need it. We need them there. They understand that. We're going to represent them the right way. And, you know, also you get into talking about Eric having an internship doing that. It's so important that we provide opportunities for our student athletes that someday football is going to be over. I want to be able to provide a platform for them to be successful when that day comes, because someday, as good or as bad as you are at football, it's going to be over, and there's going to be a whole lot of living left to do. And you know, for us, relationships, giving them an opportunity to get the degree, but make it a meaningful degree on something they want to go do something with, and to change their life course history for the next 40 years. So I'm excited for Eric. I'm excited. I would like to see some of his approach and sales tactics. I bet they were somewhat unique.
Let's go left side here, third row on the aisle.
Coach, a lot of shakeup last season on the coaching staff. So kind of a two-part question. First off, how has Brick Haley, how has he acclimated to working with the team? What do you think of his job so far? And two, if the defense, there was a point last season where you took over play calling. Do you see a point if the defense struggles early, would you take over play calling duties again?
Well, I think, you know, you said there was a lot of shakeup on our staff. I wouldn't describe it as that. We had two changes. And Brick Haley's is our defensive line coach now and has done a tremendous job. And Brian Odom is our outside linebackers coach and has done equally as well. But you asked specifically about Brick. I've got an important job in defensively speaking on the importance of how that position plays. He's done an unbelievable job on bringing some ideas to how we can play that position, but also the thing that I'm most impressed with Brick is his relationship building in such a short time with our entire football team. He's got, you walk into the room and he lights it up. People gravitate towards him. You can tell he's been in it, in coaching. He's in it for all the right reasons for a long time, and really excited that he's part of our staff. You know, the defensive play calling, you know, after went through some transition last year, towards the end of the year, I became heavily involved and much more involved, and that's the approach I'm going to take this year from our defensive football team.
Let's go right side here, second row.
Hey, Barry, Scott Griffin. I know there's obviously a lot of influence with Gary Pinkel. That's natural. But also you got to do things your way, too, and you've got a certain way of doing it. I think coaches grow from looking at them. Each year you're away from the mentor to doing things your own way. What does year two hold for you? What kind of things are we talking about there that you do your own way?
Yeah, the things that really, I mean, I've got a blueprint on running a program organizationally within our entire organization on how things need to function. And we've changed some of the things on the way that Coach had it. You know, within the conference now, we've got a recruiting department. We've got some different things that really this we didn't have set like we do now, entire organization-wise. Also, I talked to, you know, I was with Justin Fuente at Memphis for 3 years, and I've got some of that influence as well, because there's every team's going to be different. You have your base philosophies and fundamentals on how things are going to go, but you're looking to get better. You're looking to gain information and apply it on what that current team needs. So some of the things structurally on how we divide up the work week is a little bit different than Coach did. And then, you know, similar practice habits and some things that we're doing, you know, on the field, the way that I thought, you know, Gary's organization was unmatched. And, you know, the attention to detail that he had, those are life lessons that I would not only use in our program, but every day on trying to teach in our kids.
We only have time for two more questions. In the left side and the very back.
Coach, you played a close game late last year against South Carolina, and you got them early this year. What was your impression of them last year, and what do you expect from them this season?
Well, I think Will's a really good coach, and I respect him a great deal, and I know he's recruited well, and he will have their team ready to play. You know, we open up with Missouri State at our place and then open up conference season week two with South Carolina. And a huge game for both sides. It's our first conference game, obviously, in the division. And, you know, they've got playmakers. I was so impressed with how their quarterback played, you know, down the stretch last year. They've got, you know, three receivers that really went up and got every jump ball that they threw up last year. And then, you know, they've got two tailbacks I know that are really, really impressive. And then I know defensively, you talk about his football team, they're going to play really good defense. So we'll have a work cut out for us. You know, we'll do everything we can to play our best week one and then try to make the next jump between week one and week two to be ready for them.
Final question here, left side.
Barry, I was hoping to get your thoughts on two things. One, the blocking of transfers to certain schools by head coaches. Just your opinion on that and maybe your history with it. And the second thing is just on the – you guys are on the low end when it comes to football budgets and spending in the SEC. And how do you combat that?
Yeah, I look at the transfer issues and policies and, you know, the thing that we've got to decide and have is – and working together within our conference is, you know, number one, you got to look and you got to make sure that every student athlete you got a chance to coach and to mentor and to teach, that they have an experience throughout, whether it's on the field or in the classroom or off the field, they've got an experience that prepares them for life. And the things that we try to do as a staff, it's not going to be just like everywhere else. It may not be for, you know, somewhere else may be better for that kid, for that student athlete. So, you know, those discussions will happen at the conference office on how all that's going to be and taken out. I know there's been so much discussion on it, but I also, you know, you look at for them to have a great experience, and then also the integrity of the game of college football. And you know, you can get into, I could talk for days on you know, should a guy transfer, should he not, you know, what if the coach leaves, all the different things that go along with it. There's got to be some common ground that we work towards. And I'm sorry, on the second part,
just on the low end of, when it comes to
football budget. Yeah, you know, I think, you know, everywhere that you go in our league is going to have a great weight room, they're going to have a great dining hall, head coach's office, everything's going to be really, really nice. And again, for me, it's about putting the right people inside those nice buildings. I mean, by the time the third day that a kid walks by a shiny trophy or a new coat of paint, yeah, that's just a fixture, right? The decisions I want kids to make are about who's in those buildings, because that, for me, that's the difference maker. We've got to have the right people in the right spots to make sure that those kids have everything they need to be successful. We serve them to go win a championship, and then we provide the resources they need to be successful for the next 40 years of their life. That a championship trophy or a new, you know, mural on the wall, that all that stuff's nice, but that wears out pretty quick.